All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, October 12th of 2024, and looking ahead here, we have an MLB Showdown Game 5 of the Cleveland and Detroit series here, so that'll be super, super fun, kicking off in about 30 minutes here, so get your MLB Showdown lineups in. We have a 12-game NHL slate later this evening. We have college football all day today. We have a 14-fight MMA card. We obviously have football tomorrow. And then we have Xfinity today and Cup Race for NASCAR. So a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. And this is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. And then as a reminder, we have our build review show Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern. So with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up and let's hit our first question that came in the Discord. Question says, questions about analyzing certain metrics. I'll get a high ROI, but it won't pan out. Are there other metrics I can focus on to get a higher upside in GPP? And how would you interpret those metrics? Okay, so I've settled on a few metrics that I think are important. And the reason I've settled on those metrics is because of what we've seen in the build review show. So ultimately, the post-contest sim is going to be the absolute best judge for how good your lineups actually are, because we are using all of the lineups in the contest. We know the exact lineup combinations, stacks, correlations of all the lineups, and then we play that out 100,000 times. So post-contest sim is always going to be better than the pre-contest sim. So from the post-contest sim, we've seen a number of things come up over and over again that typically lead to a higher ROI. Those things, in my opinion, are low dupes, high average projection, and depending on the sport, you can like get some insight into like how much projection like you should be using. So for instance, I see a lot of like how much salary you should be using. So like a lot of the higher sets use like pretty close to the maximum for NFL. So like our minimum is 48.5. I'll usually bump this up to like 49,000, right? I don't think it's terrible to go up to like 49.5 if you want to. But those are like three things that I notice over and over again. Use like duplication, sim average score, right? So when I come in here and I'm running my builds, I always set those up as my aggregate metrics, right? So let's say I come in to the main slate for tomorrow. And then I just go and create a contest sim. I made my two adjustments to projections, ran these lineups. I'm going to run the contest sim now. So I'll set this run. Almost finished. All right, so done now. So for my aggregate metrics, and just a reminder, if you're not seeing any, like, you know, your screen looks like this, just go to my lineups and right-click on it, and you'll get this aggregate metric pop-up. So because of what I've seen in the post-contest sim reviews, I always come in here, and then I set up these two, average projection, average ROI. Right. If you have an entries file, you can use target ROI, but because I don't, I'm using the manual one. So then I set these up, right? And then basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make the adjustments I want, whether that be min-max exposures, if that's what you're doing, whether that be min uniques, if that's what you're doing, And I'm trying to balance that with how much my metrics are moving, right? So let's say I come in here and like, you know what? I don't want 85% Bucky Irving. Maybe I want a lower number, but I'm not 100% sure what that number is, right? So what happens to my metrics when I lower Irving from 85 to 35? Right now we're at average projection 134.9 and 22%. 134.9, 22. So our average projection went down like 1 point, but our ROI stayed the same, right? So I'd be pretty comfortable if that was something I wanted to do, I'd be okay with that, right? But basically what I'm recommending is make sure you're not losing too much in either of these metrics when you're making the adjustments you want, whether that be min uniques. You want to make sure that you're not having too much of an impact on the metrics that ultimately lend itself to being important in the post-contest sim. And I know I mentioned dupes and stuff like that. Dupes are very, very uncommon on NFL main slates. Interestingly, right, dupes are a lot more common on college football main slates, even the big, you know, 14 games. There are less players in the player pool. You know, you don't have a defense and instead you have like a super flex. So I think there's just more common lineup type of constructions. So that's something to be aware of, right? But yeah, it's like we're doing NFL, like, okay, dupes aren't super important. But if it was college football, well, like, hey, you know, we would be taking extra steps here to guard against those things. So basically, you know, to kind of summarize, anything that we find important in post-contest sims, I want to try and apply or account for in my pre-build so I can continue to improve my post-contest sim ROI numbers. All right. Good question there to get us started here. Not seeing anything in the YouTube chat. I'm going to jump over to Discord real quick, make sure we're all set there, which we are. Great. So we're already like pretty far into a build demo here, right? Made our couple adjustments to projections, ran our lineups, ran our contest sim. We're already setting up our uniques. The only other thing I'd probably be making sure I'm looking at here is my leverage, making sure that like I'm okay with the leverage that I'm seeing here, right? This is like a risk thing. So you got to make sure like, hey, you know, am I comfortable having 80% of this player when they're 31% owned and having this big leverage number? You know, we actually just released a new video on mini uniques. Let me get that up real quick. I think this is, you know, we've been having a lot of questions and stuff around mini uniques since like a lot of the changes that we made to like the app and the way the contest sim works and all that. So if you go over to our YouTube channel, new video here, Master Min Uniques, the secret to DFS diversification, really just trying to clarify, you know, our stance on it and give people some updated tips and tricks about best practices for how to use it. So check out that video. It's here on the YouTube. I just dropped it in the YouTube chat, and then you can also find it in our Discord. So I would highly recommend watching that video. All right, next question. I'm having a hard time removing the player since the filter has been removed. Can you explain how to remove the player or minimize it? Sure. So you should still be able to remove players from the left-hand side here, right? Like, let's say I uncheck somebody. So this will remove the player from the player pool. Now, if you're trying to hide them, so there's one thing here. Let's say I delete all my filters, right? If I don't have any filters active, you cannot hide players. Now, let's say I just have a filter like this, right? Where it says like my projection greater than zero. Once I have a filter created, I can click this and then use hide removed players. So it's possible that's the step that you're missing. Just go in here and create any filter. And then once you get to this menu, then you can use this hide removed players toggle. So create a filter and then you can hide those guys as needed. I think that is what you are asking me. All right. Good stuff there. One other thing. I know we usually don't do build reviews on this show, but there was somebody who I was supposed to get to yesterday, and unfortunately I could not get to. because I needed some extra information from them. So I didn't want them to have to wait till the weekend or until after the weekend to get their review done. So now that we're caught up with questions, now that we are have done our build demo, I'm going to knock out a couple build reviews here on this Saturday. And that way people can just have that information leading into the weekend. So we are going to do two of them today. And the first one is going to be Warlock from yesterday. So let me get them up on the screen. It's going to be an NHL review, if I recall correctly. And then we're going to do one MLB Showdown one as well. All right. So this came from an RPS user. Let's get them up on the screen. Go back to Thursday NHL main slate. So we've done one other NHL review, and NHL is a little bit tougher just due to like the correlation and the line stacking being so important. You can't just come in there and say like, hey, you know, sim average score, and like, hey, you know, if you just increase this, you'll be fine. That's not always true, right? So let's start in the contest tab. As always, contest selection looks really good, right? Ground up approach, starting from the low stakes and then moving on up. Nice balance of a single entry and three max as far as like dollars used here. So this looks good. Let's study one of these 20 maxes. Let's go with the hip check. All right, let's get these results up. All right, this is our guy, KB. And we are going to set this equal to 20 lineups since that's what they entered. And this is awesome, right? Right here, KB is a top three sim ROI-er. They're at 40% sim ROI. Top sim ROIs are 43, 42, and then they are in third with 40%. So this is great, right? This is probably a really, really strong set of lineups. This is probably somebody that you can learn some stuff from, right? So notice their uniqueness looks good. Sim average score, well in line with a lot of the other sets here. So we're not going to learn too much more here in this screen, but let's jump into a build. Okay, so notice that they did late swap throughout the night. That's always going to be really important if there are like line adjustments and stuff for some of the later games, which there can be. Like NHL reporting isn't phenomenal, so you could get like some late news about players changing lines and things like that, which could have a big impact on correlations and whether or not you want to play a skater in a certain line. So let's go to build one. We'll look at their pre-build inputs here. Let's put these saved lineups back in the top. Set this to 43. Open up my lineups. All right. So we're about set here. One thing I noticed right off the bat, probably made some adjustment to minimum salary here. I don't know what the default is. Let's look. So it's 45,000, right? So they've increased minimum salary pretty significantly from 45,000 all the way up to 49.1. So that could be like a good takeaway point, like increasing minimum salary. They have two rules here. Don't use skaters against opposing goalies, which is like a default rule. And then they have a group rule of greater than or eight from 85 players. So it looks like they have some type of player pool that they want to use. And then they're uploading this as a manual group rule, which this probably takes some time to do, right? So I don't know what research goes into this, but to sit here and like click in 85 players is not like something super simple to do. So this person's putting in some work But, you know, they're benefiting from whatever research is leading to that and the time that it takes to go through those steps. And it looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 players in a NHL lineup, and 8 of them are coming from that set of 85 players that they've singled out. Looks like they're using some mini uniques here, making sure that the last lineup in their set is positive ROI. So that's good. Sorting by contest sim ROI. No min or max exposures, but just using that group rule to get what they want. So this all looks really good to me. And, you know, I think that, you know, this user is obviously doing something right. I think one thing that's interesting is that, you know, I think a lot of people like to use rules for NHL for like line stacking and stuff. And they're not, right? They're letting SaberSim handle the correlations and the line stacking through the correlation slider, through the EV and power play lines that we have here. And they're just saying, like, kind of get to these type of teams or players and, you know, let the correlation handle the rest. So really good review here. Liked everything I saw about it, from contest selection to post-contest MROI to adjustments in the builder. I think this is all great stuff. So awesome work. All right, before we move on to our second build review, there's a quick question here. Can you tell me what's the difference between direct and autofill exactly and help me understand how that works? I have the perfect tutorial for you here. So give me 1 second to get that up. And I will send it on over here in the chat while we continue with the build reviews. So anytime you're in SaberSim, you can go to the top right menu, go to help. And then you scroll down here. Click view more. We have a bunch of articles and tutorials and stuff. We have one on autofill versus direct fill and the fill methods. This is the exact one that you're looking for. So I just dropped that in the YouTube chat here for easy access. So check that out after the show. All right. That said, let's keep the show rolling. Let's get up our second build review for the day. It's going to be Interrogator. We're going to look at some MLB Showdown. Get them up on the screen. Let's go back to Friday. And we got this Dodger Padre one. All right, give us a second to load. Great. All right, so these lobbies, I was checking them out. They're like pretty limited. I think that, you know, these are definitely the best contests to play. So good work finding some good contests to play in like some limited lobbies for sure here. So all good stuff. Now let's study these 150 lineups. All right, pop over to users. Look at people who max entered and sort by sim ROI. So hey, good news, right? Interrogator is a top 3 simmer in this contest. So we saw one top 3 simmer in NHL. We're seeing one here in MLB. So I know we've studied Interrogator a couple times, and I can't remember exactly how they were doing each time, but I'm pretty sure being top 3 here is definitely an improvement from where they've been in the past. So really, really good job, Interrogator, applying a lot of the concepts we've talked about and just continuing to work on your own process. This is, you know, obviously very, very good and a huge step in the right direction. It looks like they had a decent night as well, right? One more than their entry fees. So what do we see here? Salary's pretty in line. Average dupes is in line with a lot of the other top sets. Uniqueness looks good. Under 5 dupes looks good. And then your same average score is high, right? So they're getting to low average dupes, trying to getting, you know, 20% of their lineups are unique. I think this is really, really good. And I'd say like the only big difference between you and like the people like a little bit higher, which, you know, there's only 2 people, is that I think they just got to a few more unique lineups, which can vary like a little bit. You know, your under five dupes is like matching the top guy only by five lineup difference, and your same average scores are the same. So they just got to 44 uniques. You got to 30. I wouldn't read into it too much. I think you're doing a lot of the right things, and I really wouldn't recommend making too many more changes because this is the exact path that you want to be on. So let's go into this build, see what they did. All right. Let's put these lineups back up in the top. So, default min and max salary, one rule, a geo mean rule to start. So that's good, right? Getting their uniqueness from this rule. Projection filter. So this is what we've talked about, right? We've talked about, hey, I want to, you know, get my geo mean low, and then I want to make sure I'm accounting for a projection floor. So that way you're balancing the two. Looks like they're doing exactly that. Now, I don't think it's necessary. I'm almost positive this geo mean filter does nothing if you've set it as a rule, because the rule is going to make sure that every lineup that is built is below that number. So you're not going to get any geo means above the number. And when you're filtering for the same number, the effect should be zero. So I think you're fine to use either the rule or the filter. I don't think it's necessary to use both. All right. Let's see what else they have here. So it looks like they just went in direct fill contest by contest, which is like totally fine. And yeah, I mean, this seems like a pretty lean process, and that's great. So seem like the only big changes they've made, the geo mean filter slash rule, and then the projection filter. Everything else is stock. I mean, I don't see any min or max exposures. I see the they left all the relief pitchers in, and you know, this probably didn't take that long. So really good stuff, Interrogator. Really like what I'm seeing. And glad to see that you're, you know, benefiting from these adjustments. But all right. With that said, no more questions in the Discord or the YouTube chat. We got to two really good build reviews here. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I will be right back on Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next office hour show. So good luck to all of you over the weekend in your DFS contests. And until then, I will see you all. So take care. Thanks. Bye.